The United Nations says there's been a significant increase in the number of children used as human bombs in Nigeria by Boko Haram militants. The BBC reports 127 kids have been used as bombers in northeast Nigeria since 2014. Meanwhile, in Iraq, efforts are underway to deprogram kids ISIS had indoctrinated there. How do violent and traumatic experiences in childhood affect those kids as they grow up, and how can experts help them? With me to help answer those questions is Dr. Carolina Vidal. She's an assistant professor of psychiatry at Johns Hopkins University, specializing in child and adolescent psychiatry. And Carolina, how do violent or traumatic experiences affect kids as they grow up if they've been exposed to them when they're younger?
There's quite a lot of research done on children experiencing violence and then the effects that this has on adulthood. There was a study done that was done out of Kaiser Permanente, and it was quite a large study with 17,000 patients where the physicians measured the number of adverse experiences that they had experienced during childhood. And they found that this was correlated with health outcomes that were not just mental health outcomes, but cardiovascular problems, obesity, and all sorts of different outcomes, and mortality when they grew up. So adverse childhood experiences and traumatic experiences have an effect throughout the life of the person.
Are there different levels, maybe, of the kinds of those adverse experiences that kids might have? I mean, you could think of something, for example, like their parents getting divorced versus being, like, conscripted to be a child soldier or something like that.
Yes, so trauma is described as a threat to one's life or the life of someone that is a loved person or close by or a guardian in children. And so any experience that the kid perceives as such big of a loss, that would be considered a traumatic experience. The ACE scale basically measures quite a few experiences that are divorce or separation from the parent is one of them, but there's others that are more violent, like physical abuse or witnessing community violence or being in a war zone or things like that. So there's actually a cumulative effect of having different types of traumatic experiences. And of course, some of them provoke more of a reaction in your body than others do, like more violent experiences or constant traumatic experiences, like it happens in war zones or highly violent urban areas, that would have a higher effect.
Does it matter if the child is actively involved in the traumatic situation? For example, if they're forced to carry a gun in a war zone, versus being just sort of aware or being in a traumatic experience, witnessing it, for example, being in a war zone, but just sort of, you know, being in their home or something like that.
Yeah, so there's sort of a progression, right? And experiencing community violence or violence in a war zone is higher than just witnessing. But traditionally, we had focused on the physical effects on violence, experiencing community violence directly, but we've seen that there's also a huge impact of people that just witness the violence or that live in environments where there's a lot of violence and you hear about it and you have family members or friends who have experienced the violence themselves, even if you don't see it directly.
Is there an age by which an intervention has to happen before it's, I mean, for lack of a better phrase, before it's too late?
Research supports that earlier intervention is the best. So the kids younger than 10 years old will respond better to treatment than kids that are older than 10.
Is there a challenge, the younger the child is, of trying to actually get to what they've seen and what they think happened and sort of how they understand it? I mean, the younger the kid is, obviously the more difficult it is for them to, in some cases, verbalize what they're thinking about, and in other cases, potentially to really comprehend what it is that they witnessed.
Yes, that's true. And I think the younger the kid, the less of an ability they have to communicate verbally. So a lot of the times they show what's happened through play or through comment or by avoiding certain things. So it's not uncommon to see, for example, kids that have experienced community violence or domestic violence recreate the violent event while they're just playing. So they'll repeat things that they have seen at home or in the community through their play.
Like with stuffed animals or dolls or something like that?
Yes, sometimes, or even with peers, right? Because it is not uncommon to see some of the same relationship patterns with their peers that they see at home or in the community.
How similar or dissimilar is this kind of treatment to something, for example, like a soldier might get who is suffering from PTSD?
It's actually very similar. So a lot of the treatments that are being done with children are mimicking what's been done with veterans that have experienced PTSD. A lot of the treatment is re-exposure, meaning that you expose the patient again to the trauma that they experienced through their narrative or reminders, and then you work through that with the patient. And that's something that has been done with veterans.
Dr. Carolina Vidal is an assistant professor of psychiatry at Johns Hopkins, specializing in child and adolescent psychiatry.